Let's continue to worship the name of our God. We've had very great testimonies that the Lord has given us. Let's commit ourselves to the hands of the Lord as the word of God comes. As always, the Bible says the word of God is quick, is powerful. That regardless of how familiar or otherwise the topic we're looking at today is, the Lord will make his word to penetrate our hearts. And if in the process of reviving us and bringing out his word, there are some things we need to do, some adjustments we need to do in our lives, that God will give us the courage, the strength, the stamina to go ahead and make those adjustments in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Our gracious Lord in heaven, we thank you for another opportunity to get revived and be blessed in your presence. Thank you because already you've shown up in our midst. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you because of what you want to do in this session. We pray and ask the Lord as we look at your word to get revived in this particular area. We pray, Lord, you will surge up our faith in Jesus' name. Where we have been experiencing low current of faith, we pray today you will help our unbelief. We put energy in our bones. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, our faith will be anchored in you in the name of Jesus. Oh, I will bless you. Have your way, dear Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And the people of God say,
Amen.
A very welcome to tonight's revival service. It's my sincere prayer that, as the name of the service implies, we'll be revived in Jesus' name. And today, by the grace of God, we are looking at a very interesting topic, somewhat very familiar, but God has a reason why he wants us to reconsider this theme. And the title is, Have Faith in God. Just imagine the Lord talking to you by your side. Regardless of what your situation is, that God is tapping you and say, have faith in God. I know sometimes when the reports we hear or the human reasoning surrounding our peculiar case is rehearsed, the chances are that you don't understand. In this case, so there's never been any immigrant who has the choice to scale through. So this sickness is very, very peculiar to my family. Nobody, internal or external, in my family has been able to scale this particular age, and everything seemed hard. Just imagine the Lord saying, have faith in God. And whatever our challenges could be, as we have faith in God, the Lord will come through for us in Jesus' name. So, brethren, as you perhaps may be aware, the theme about faith, it's some that may not be entirely new to you. Faith, you probably can define it and describe it, but apart from the definition and description of what faith is central to fellowship with God and the internal repose in his presence. If you desire anything, if it's that you long to be with God, if it's that you want to please him, faith is in the heart of that pleasing God. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, Bible emphatically says that without faith, it is very impossible to please him. So that gives you an idea of what of how important faith is. So faith is central to our fellowship with God. I know we desire God. We want to obey his commandments. We want to do whatever he pleases. And that's why you must have faith in God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And what we're looking at today, let's open our Bible to the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 22. There's an interesting story in that place that I think it's reported across the Synoptic Gospels. But the account of Mark has a way of emphasizing faith in that story. Permit me, I'm going to read from here. Mark, chapter 11, verse 22. Amen. Please confirm if you can hear me. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You very much. Thank you very much, sir. So in Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Bible says, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. I mean, you can look at this statement in many ways. You could think, is it an opinion? Is it that Jesus is just saying that, well, if you like, have faith in God? Or you can also look at it as a command. We have established the fact that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And if Jesus is saying to them, and as he's telling every one of us today, that we need to have faith in God, I'd rather think it should be a command. So, brethren, the Lord is commanding us today that have faith in God. However seeming unpopular, unfashionable, having faith in God seems. You know, we live in time and age, particularly in this society that, you know, everything is tailored towards logic. Everything is tailored towards black and white. Everything is towards evolution. You know, you mentioned God, you want to look at it. Are you still living in Stone Age? Regardless of whatever the society details, the Bible is saying, have faith in God. To give a little bit of context to that story, let me back up. It's actually the story of the fig tree. We are quite familiar with that story. In verse 20 of that place, he said, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And quite expectedly, if something unusual have happened, there's bound to be some reaction. And trust Peter. You know, Peter was the one who talked in verse 21. He said, and Peter calling to remembrance said unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And again, there could be a lot of response Jesus could tell them. Jesus could say, well, you know, I've been telling you I'm God. I'm powerful. There could be a lot of reaction Jesus could do. In all of those options, Jesus chose to tell them about faith. And this is it's very instructive, brethren, that when a miracle happens, when something that is hard, because before the story, they've been angered and they wanted, quote unquote, a miracle to happen. Eventually, when the evidence of that miracle has been brought to fore, Jesus could have chosen to tell them many things, but he chose to tell them to have faith in God. In other words, it means that Peter, and by the extension of the rest of the disciples, if you want to see this miracle or this unusual thing, a fig tree to dry up, to wither away by just being cursed, if you want to see it, then have faith in God. I throw it back to you, brother, today. I don't know what your situation is. Maybe it's so dear that, you know, historically, it's not favoring you. Maybe naturally, maybe even scientifically or medically, the situation is not favoring you. I want to throw back the word of Jesus back to you. Have faith in God. By the grace of God, the Lord will come through for us in Jesus' name. And you know, before we get into the nitty-gritty of this thing, the word of faith in the Bible, you know, people can have a varying degree of faith. In Mark chapter 4, our Bible is still turned to the book of Mark. If you just go a couple of pages backwards, in Mark chapter 4, verse 40, in this instance, the people addressed Mark chapter 4, verse 40. Bible says, and he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? So some people could have no faith. And brethren, what I want us to do as we look at these categories of people is that to just be honest with yourself and with God, identify where you are in this rung of ladder, and you want to pray at the end of today that God help me. For example, if you are in the no faith category or little faith category, that I want to be with great faith. Lord, increase my faith, and the Lord will answer in Jesus' name. So we see an example that it is possible for some people not to have faith. Well, you know the story behind this, the background story of how people they were fearful. And understandably so, we could be in the midst of situation that, you know, would almost drain our faith. You know, in the midst of storm, Jesus was expecting faith then, but unfortunately, this set of people did not have faith. They were fearful. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, we see, you know, there's the description of people with little faith. Praise the Lord. I would wager that is better than nothing. And in the first category, they didn't have faith. But in this set of people, they had little faith. And again, if that is your case, maybe it is just only little faith you have. Today, the Lord is surging our faith in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is very possible to have great faith. Let's look at that instance in Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. Again, I'll read from here. Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. Bible says, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great, no, not in Israel. I mean, Jesus had to qualify that faith, because it would have been fine if Jesus said great faith, and the Lord qualified that this faith is so great. For example, it's about the centurion, which would have come to Jesus, and in a bid to, you know, to get solution to what he wanted, he demonstrated so great that Jesus was very, very marvel. I pray that will be your Lord in Jesus' name. As in this case, the centurion was even interceding, as it were, for a miracle on behalf of another person. How much more when today, one-on-one, you are going to talk to God? The Lord will honor the great faith you are going to have in Jesus' name. In Acts chapter 6, verse 5, it talks about to be full of faith. And the centrality of faith, as you have said, is that it is just practically not possible to walk this Christian race. It's not possible to please God. It's not possible to do anything meaningful for God if you don't have faith. So in every way, God has dealt to every man in the measure of faith to be able to function accordingly to the proportion of faith. So if you are bringing little faith or no faith, you want to be sure that, well, if you get anything at all, it's most likely going to be with the magnanimity of Christ. He's sovereign. He just want to do it. Everybody, you know, you bring so great a faith, like the centurion, for example, and you'll be going on with miracle. I pray God will help our faith in Jesus' name. As usual, we're going to consider this in three subheadings. First, before we go into it, now you begin to imagine the importance and the centrality of faith. Let's clarify what is faith, because you possibly can't exercise what you do not understand or what you do not know. So first off, we want to look at the definition and the description of faith. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let's now go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Somebody can read for us, preferably a sister, from verses 1 to 3, and it will add verse 6. Sister, please, can please help us?
Can
please
I
go read? Ahead. God bless you. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
Now skip to verse 6.
But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, my sister, for reading. Now, the definition was given in that place our sister read for us. You know, if you have doubt as to what constitutes faith, that definition should clear your doubt. And it is now. What is faith? Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Wait a minute. You are hoping. You do not have it. Even evidences are not supporting the existence of that thing. But you hope nonetheless. Amen? So he said it is the substance. Oftentimes, you know, substance are viewed against, you know, shadow, or things that are not solid. So substance of things you are hoping for, it is not here, you have not seen it, but you have the evidence that, well, it is not clear, but I hope things will be. Let's wait a minute, brethren. It shows that whatever you are going through, you believe that something is going to happen. Let's say, for example, if, for example, you are going through a medical phase and things are hard, faith now then implies that You have a substance you are hoping for that against the medical report you got, against the history that is evidence in your family, that nobody beats this ABC disease or sickness, or medical science haven't helped a lot. It is a rare condition that no help seems to be coming. That we're saying, as Jesus told Peter and the rest of the apostles, that have faith in God. You having faith in God would mean that you have a substance that I'm hoping that I'm going to beat this disease. You know, logic, history, medical science may not support it, but I believe nonetheless. I have the evidence. I have not seen it, but I believe I'm going to beat it, and that will be faith. Amen. In that place in verse 2, he said, For by it elders obtained good reports. And if we have time, we're going to see incredible things, many of them unnatural, many of them extraordinary, that these elders, people that were recounted to have done incredible things, they did it because of faith. Amen. So you begin to understand the dimension of what faith is. So faith combines confidence and certainty in God. And this is how it works. The confidence element is that you believe that this God who have said this thing, he cannot fail. If in your case now, let's still use the heal health example. You know, Bible says for by two immutable things. It is impossible for God to lie. When you understand the unchanging nature, Bible says Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. When you understand that God cannot change, that whatever he says comes to pass, that is your confidence in his person, in his deity, to fulfill his promise. And that confidence is very important. I pray we'll not lose our confidence in God in Jesus' name. And the certainty element is that, you know, I have trusted him. He's going to do it for sure. Amen. And we're going to check some very mind-boggling, I mean, from natural perspective, from human thinking, how things could not happen. But because of faith, they happened. I pray for you, my sister. I pray for you, my brother. Whatever it is you are believing God for, I mean, faith will unlock that miracle for you in Jesus' name. So faith is what makes one to believe that God will do what he says he will do, even though one cannot see it happening. Brethren, we live in time and age where the idea is seeing is believing. I do not see it. I mean, what is the empirical evidence? You know, nothing supports this. Science doesn't seem to support it. Nature doesn't seem to support it. You know, faith would be that you believe that God has said this thing. I'm less perturbed about, you know, if it's happened before, but God says he is going to do this. I want to look, for example, the case of Abraham. When Abraham is described as the father of faith, you need to understand the elements that, you know, that happened that for him to assume that position. You mean you waited for this God all along? And, you know, you even want to make it easier for the promise of God. And that was Abraham. It got to a point Abraham was saying that, hey, God, I know you have promised that I'm going to have a heir. Okay, I know I'm aging. You can still fulfill your promise. Let's make it so that, okay, I have this very trustworthy servant. This guy from Damascus is everything. Please, God, I mean, does it mean that he's going to be, through him, I'm going to have the heir? And God was saying that, the heir, I promise you, is going to be from your loins. It's going to be a child. How hard do you think that would be? And, you know, it's like natural clock was racing against Sarah. Even if God has said this is what happened, naturally it doesn't seem feasible. Amen. Brethren, I pray the Lord will surge up our faith in Jesus' name. You know, humanly speaking, naturally speaking, biologically speaking, the door was closed for Sarah. You understand what I mean? But this is God who have said is going to happen. When he had that angelic visitation a year before, the word of God was at the time of life, Sarah is going to bear a child. It seemed laughable. And indeed, Sarah laughed because it doesn't make sense. But faith is what makes you to believe that God will do what he says he will do, even though you cannot see it. I pray God will give us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 17, verse 19. Matthew chapter 17, verse 19. If you are there, please go ahead and read for us.
I'm there, sir. Can I read?
Oh, bless you. Thank you so very much. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say unto you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you."
Amen. Thank you so very much. And nothing will be impossible for us in Jesus' name. Now you begin to understand the dimension of what our faith works. That it goes against the natural instinct to see and act. It goes beyond of, okay, let me see signs. Let me see the trends that is going to go that way. And I follow suit. Faith makes one to believe God. He will do what he says he will do, even when things are not remotely looking like it that is going to happen. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Look at that picture there. There's a very big gulf, and faith will be when the Lord says, jump. You don't have a parachute, of course, but because God has said it, that he has, Bible says, underneath are the everlasting arm, that if you jump, he's going to catch you. He's going to take you up. And I pray the Lord will surge up our faith in Jesus' name. We've seen the biblical and scriptural description of what and how faith works. Some other contemporary writers and father of faith has also tried to describe what faith is. For example, John Wesley was the one who said, "Seeing the invincible." I mean, how do you see the invincible? This is a very wonderful definition. It is not there, but you are seeing it nonetheless. He says, "Seeing the invincible, believing the incredible, and attempting the impossible." When you sum those three together, that is how John Wesley described faith. You believe that, your immigration status. It's hard. You've been given a letter of evacuation. Remove yourself from the country. And by the grace of God, we've heard on this platform how such letter have been served, against hope, and how God miraculously orchestrates some chains of events that happened that verdict was withdrawn. Amen. I believe God for you if you are here today. And you will see the invincible in the name of Jesus. You will believe the incredible and you attempt the impossible. The Lord will come through for you, whatever your situation is, in Jesus' name. And there was another writer who described faith as lively confidence in God. And that is very weighty, very pregnant a statement. It is not only, having confidence. We've said earlier that faith in God, has that certainty and confidence element in them. It's not only just confidence in God, but a lively one, an active one, the one that is not dull, the one that is not docile and passive, an active, lively confidence. And that's the one we're going to have in Jesus' name. Like I said earlier, brethren, faith is important in our work with God. You want to get anything, you can only get by faith. Look, for example, the salvation that has been brought down. Bible says, for by grace you are saved. You cannot be saved if you do not have faith and confidence in the atoning blood of the Lamb. For example, somebody who have done something really bad, it is anchoring faith in the blood of Jesus that make him that, regardless of the gravity and gruesome nature of his past life, Paul indeed called himself, he was the chiefest of sinners, but it was because of faith in the atoning blood of Jesus Christ, he could be saved. And by extension, every Christian experiences are gained by faith. And if you're believing God, you have been saying that, okay, I want to please God. I want to make better my work with God. Can I be sanctified? Yeah, faith will be necessary. I want to get the Holy Ghost baptism. Faith will be necessary. So there is no Christian experience you will get that faith would not be used. I pray the Lord will help our faith in Jesus' name. It is by faith also we have answers to our prayer. And we can go into the scripture and see a lot of instances of people who had miraculous answers to their prayer. Ezekiah's case just is a perfect fit. He just make clear this issue of answers to prayer. I mean, the person who have conveyed the message in this instance was a respected, you know, national prophet. He said, okay, king, pack up. Your time is up. By the way, this is not my verdict. God has said, hey, you've done enough. And, you know, the faith for answers to prayer that Hezekiah brought to bear always challenged me. You know, no argument with the national prophet, nothing. Just say, thank you for delivering the message. The Bible says he turned his face to the wall. And indeed, faith will make you to say, well, my discussion is not going to be human. It is me and God that have to deal with this. The Bible says he turned the face to the wall, and the element and quality of his prayer was superb. Say, God, you know, I am not in a place to argue with you. You are sovereign. But God, you want to remember. You want to remember how, you know, I'd lead a holy life, had been doing this. And just like the Bible says, he brought forth a strong reason. You know, the national prophet hasn't left the court of the yard and he had a new message. Go tell him, you know, you've got a 15-year bonus of life. I pray the Lord will come through for us in whatever our situation is. But then what I'm trying to say is that, so for our prayer to be answered, maybe for career-related issues, for immigration-related issues, for family life issue, for finance breakthrough, whatever the case may be, faith is necessary for answers to prayer. And it is very important to please God. We established that already in verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 11, that faith is key. In fact, without it, we cannot please God. Brethren, we live by faith. We prepare for heaven by faith. We have success in life by faith. Everything we do is by faith. And I pray today the Lord will give us faith to undertake what is not, it's not easy, but with him on our side, with him in our boat, we will sail through in Jesus' name. Very quickly, as we summarize this obeying, now you have understood the context, definition, and description of faith. You know, oftentimes we use the word faith quite loosely for the compendium of what we believe in. You know, for example, when Jude says, you know, you have to earnestly contend for the faith. In that context and instance, faith there is used at something, the totality of the truth of the word of God. But faith, as we have used today, as defined and described here, is when we put our confidence in him. When we have not seen it happening, but we believe God who have said it, he cannot lie. His word is dependable. You know, heaven and earth may crumble, but the word of God, Bible says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. That God says it, then that's it. So that kind of belief you have in God, although it negates logic, it negates nature sometimes. You know, Joshua prayed that, you know, moon will stand still. It negates nature sometimes. It negates biology or medical sciences. But God has said it, I believe it, and it be true. I pray the Lord will make this understanding to be established in us in Jesus' name. But number two, very quickly, I'm going to look at the dimensions and the demand of faith. Here, we're going to take a closer look. We're going to go back to Hebrews chapter 11, and then there's a catalog of various people and how they brought their A game into their relationship with God concerning faith, how they were able to navigate their situation. And brethren, please listen attentively. You want to pay particular attention to something similar to your own case. Amen. You know, if it's like a sickness that we have the centurion coming, and God, Jesus said he had so great a faith, you want to look at something very similar to your own case and key into this dimension and demand of faith and see how that is going to help your situation. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I'm going to make a relatively lengthy read, but let's just pay attention as we go through the reading. And you are praying and talking to God, Lord, that was Abel. How was he able to do that? That was Enoch. How was he able to navigate this situation? And you are comparing that to your own case. As you do, the Lord will surge up our faith, and the miracle, the blessing you are expecting God, expecting from God, will be our portion in Jesus' name. Permit me to read to your hearing. I'll go to read select verses, starting from verse 4. Bible says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and for by it he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had a testimony that he pleased God. Again, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Verse 7, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet. But then you are looking at that. You know, nobody have heard that rain would fall. He seemed as absurd. What are you talking about? Where is the water going to come from heaven for? You know, say by faith, Noah, be warned. God said it. It has not happened before. Are you looking at the dimension of faith? It's not happened before. And people can possibly conceptualize the idea that there's going to be flood and the water will be so mighty to wipe up people. Hey, go sit down, Mr. Man. You know, science doesn't support that. Nature doesn't support that. Go and sit down. But look at the dimension and demand of faith on the part of Noah. He said God warned, and that was sufficient. But then in our display of faith, we are looking at a dimension that God speaking trumps reasoning. God speaking trumps experiences and history. For Noah, it was sufficient that God warned him. Seen it, nothing has happened before, but he moved with fear. That's the dimension and demand of faith. Our faith in God, that God who have said it cannot say, I have to comply. He said he moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. In verse 8, now we move to Abraham. When he was called to go into a place which he should after receive of an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Brother, let us breathe upon the dimension and demand of faith concerning Abraham, for example. I mean, some, permit the use of my word, some unknown God has told you, leave everything you have ever known. You know, you have father, you have mother, from the known, from the established, from your comfort zone, go to the unknown. I mean, it would have been fair if the Lord said, go to this particular place. I'm going to, the place, your destination is here. This is ABC, what's going to happen. But in this case, there were no details. You begin to understand the dimension of faith in that instance. There were no details, but some God just told him. Just imagine what, at that point it was Abraham. What Abraham was thinking when he was going to tell his neighbors, his people, that, hey, some God appeared to me in my dream and he wants me to leave this place. And say, and his neighbor will say, his relative will say, what are you talking, Abraham? What are you talking? What's God? Where are you going? And he will tell them, I don't know. He just told me to go. People will just think, Abraham, are you okay? But sometimes people will ask you, are you okay when you're acting faith? And that was how he could, amen. That was how he could move. Bible says, when he was called to go to into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, he obeyed. There were a lot of questions that would ruminate his mind. Maybe as his neighbors, his relatives are telling him that, Abraham, use your number, see, so nothing happened like this. Or maybe somebody has told you. Maybe, you know, you have in your career, there seem to be some stagnancy, and for some reasons you have known. The Lord has assured you, you know, you have deep-seated conviction that this place is your real boat, and you know, some people will question your sanity. I thought you have multiple graduate degrees. What are you doing? Can't you see things for yourself? And people will question your sanity. You know, they say, You seem to be exposed. You seem to, you know, gone to school. Why are you acting that way? They do not understand. Because the dimension of faith is that God's word trumps whatever situation could be. Let's make progress, brethren. So he went for an entrance. He obeyed and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Obviously, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs for which of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Bible says, through faith also Sarah conceived herself, received strength I pray for all our waiting sister today. You will receive strength in Jesus' name. Don't say Sarah receive strength. Where you lack strength in your career, strength is coming in Jesus' name. When you lack strength in your situation, strength is coming. And for as many who are in Sarah's shoes, that, you know, humanly speaking, natural forces abated. You don't have strength. You don't have power. Bible says through faith, she receives strength to conceive seed. I speak to your womb, my sister. You receive strength to conceive seed in Jesus' name, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. I mean, in the ladder of the faith of Sarah, for example, I know there were sometimes, you know, she was you know, staggering as it were. You know, one was when it was almost practically impossible. She said, okay, you know, Abraham, get the seed to my maid. One of that ladder was when she laughed, when that angelic visitation came, and you know, she was in the tent, and when the angels were talking with them, like, okay, at the time of life, this time you are going to have a child. And she laughed because it sounded laughable. Maybe, brethren, again, I pray for you. Maybe the situation you are passing through seems laughable to people. The Lord will turn that, you know, that laugh that is not true. You know, that kind of laugh is derision. It is don't hype my situation. But the true laughter. When Isaac eventually came, literal meaning of Isaac was laughter. I pray God will birth something in our lives that the literal existence of those things will cause laughter for us in Jesus' name. Let's make progress, brethren. So for Sarah, she received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past her age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many of the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith. And this is the dimension that I want us to also key in. In verse 13, he said, all of these people who have, you know, we have mentioned the incredible faith of Abel. I mean, there was no concept of sacrifice, I believe, at this point. But still, by faith, he was able to give a more acceptable sacrifice. And Bible says, even while dead, does that blood speak? Because the Bible says, you know, the blood that speaketh better thing than the one of Abel. So it was faith that made him to do it. In case of Enoch, Bible says, he pleased God and he was too good for the earth. Bible says the Lord translated him. The Lord took him. We explained the case of Noah, how it was unheard of for floods to happen. Still, because God warned, he swung into action. And the case of Abraham and Isaac and all of these. Bible says in verse 13 that all of them, they died in faith. They have received the promise, but they have not seen them. They have not seen the thing, but they just believe that this God is faithful. And that's why, brethren, I want us to up our faith game. Amen. It may not be visible. It may be the novel first of its kind, but God is ready, as we up our game, to come to for us and have respect to our faith in Jesus' name. In verse 13, he said, and we're persuaded of them. That is the dimension of faith I want us to take home today, brethren. That if God has said it, and we should be persuaded of those things and embrace them and confess that they were strangers and pilgrims in earth. Brethren, we had looked at the list of these people who, you know, they did not receive all that God promised them in their lifetime. Some of them are still afar off. You know, that when the Lord told Abraham, for example, that your children will be like the sea, like the sand of the sea or the stars in heaven. It wasn't physically, literally here to see, you know, the upstream of his son, Isaac and Jacob, and the eventual multiplication of the now nation Israel. But at that point when the Lord told him, he believed. And that is the dimension of how faith works, brethren. These people did not become discouraged. That's another dimension and the demand of faith I'd want us to take home. They did not get discouraged or delusioned because their earthly needs and expectations were not met. Brethren, something about faith that it transcends even the material benefits we get in turn back. Our faith in God is not usually hinged on, you know, the material blessings that comes. I mean, through faith, we can please God. We can get anything from him. Praise God. And faith in him means that he may choose otherwise not to give material blessings. Still, he is God. He's worthy to be worshipped. And that's the dimension of faith I'd want us to key into. That this God is too faithful. And so if he chooses, like the three good children, you know, like Daniel and all of them, they said, King, you know, we understand the threat. Okay, you kill us. Okay, we have heard. But we all, our mind is made up. We are not going to bow down to any. If God wants, God will save us. We are sure. He's a powerful God. That kind of faith is extraordinary. They said, well, our God can save us. Let's just even assume that he chooses not to save us. All is fine. Sorry, King. I'm not going to bow down to you. And the point of this dimension of faith is that it could be God in his wisdom, God is in his sovereignty, may choose to maybe not give us some worldly thing. Still is God that needs to be worshipped. See, still is God that must be referred. And I pray God will take us to the level of faith in Jesus' name. Let's quickly wrap up, brethren, as we look at the display and demonstration of faith. Amen. At this point, brethren, there would be further display of some wonderful, incredible things by people still in Hebrews chapter 11. And again, I want us to be keen and be looking at it. If you see example that is very, you know, that you can relate to, just key into it. Do just like that centurion did. You know, he knew by his own background that, you know, there's a command structure. He was a centurion. He had people be under him. And when it came to Jesus, quite naturally, what Jesus was expecting was that, okay, you know, Jesus is going to answer him. But he said, you don't have to come. I mean, just say the word. I'm a man under authority. I know how this thing works. I tell my servant to go do something, and they go ahead to do it. You just say the word. And Jesus was, quote unquote, blown away by that incredible display of faith. Amen. So there are accounts of incredible exploits of faith, worthy of examination. And this is people who are ordinary in their nature, but they dared, yes, that's the word, they attempted, they dared to do some extraordinary tasks. And the same thing for you, maybe your career needs that really urgent boost. God is going to give you the strength and stamina to attempt the extraordinary, and the Lord will move your career forward. He will bless your home. He would open up your womb. He would come through for you, regardless of what the things are, in Jesus' name. Our Bible is still turned to Hebrews chapter 11. Permit me again to take some select verses from there, starting from 29. I would say, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry ground, which Egyptians are saying to do, attempting to do, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after that they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not that she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell. Now listen to those incredible feats. He said, by faith, Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith. Now look at the incredible thing they do. They did. Through faith, they subdue kingdom. Whatever is the kingdom, you know, literally or otherwise, that is threatening your existence or your furtherance in your career, you will subdue them in Jesus' name. He said, they wrought righteousness. Are you bugged by the fact of the provocation of unrighteousness in the land? And you wonder if you could truly live for God. No, through faith, you can do that. Bible says, they wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. What is the promises you are believing God for? Of a flourishing career, of increasing your faith with God, of childbirth, of financial and economic breakthrough, of good standing, of health. They obtained promise through faith. You obtain your own promise in Jesus' name. And literally, they stopped the mouth of lions. And figuratively, whatever lion is roaring like you, roaring at you. I would say the devil moves like a roaring lion. He roars, looking for a root to devour. He will not devour you. You will stop the mouth of lion in Jesus' name. Every lion attempting to stop your move, upward move, by faith, you will stop them in Jesus' name. Bible says they quench the violence of fire. They escape the edge of sword. You escape the edge of that sword of that sickness in the name of Jesus. You escape the edge of sword of waiting, either for career, for family, or for marriage in the name of Jesus. He said they escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, they are made strong. They wax valiant in fight. They turn the flight of the armies of the aliens. Women receive the dead raised to life again. And again, I come to you, my sister, there, that you're going to receive strength to have your babies in the name of Jesus. Maybe something significantly and figuratively have died. There's going to be resurrection in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, women receive their dead raised to life again. Receive your dead raised to life again in the name of Jesus. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mocking and scourging, yea, moreover the bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the word was not worthy. And that's the word. The word was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in the mountains and dens and in caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good report through faith, you're going to receive your good report through faith in Jesus' name. They received not the promise. God provided some better things for us, and they without us should not be made perfect. Amen. Brethren, you have seen the account of incredible exploits that were done through faith. And I believe you are key into them. Let's just look at example. Deborah won battles. And this is why I want to tell you the subject of faith. It's for all and sundry, for children, for women, for adults. Do you know why the case of Deborah was even very, very interesting? She lived in the time where it was totally patriarchy. It was men-dominated area. Who is the woman that will go to battle? But in around that time, she's stepping as a prophetess, a judge in Israel. Her gender, regardless, she was able to play a role. You know that otherwise would not be played. And if you're there, you are timid. Maybe the Lord is nudging your conscience that you can be better in your career. Launch, you know, take that certification, take that degree. You know, apply to that place. Say, nobody ever get that job. The case of Deborah, you know, it was a male-dominated area, but she won battles. You will win battle in Jesus' name. You know, Joshua ousted kingdoms. For you to understand how important that was, stepping to the shoe of Moses was incredible faith. And over again, the word of God was coming, you know, be of good courage. Do not be afraid. I'm going to help you. And maybe it is the same thing for you. You want to marry and you're just afraid by the sheer process of how the thing would be. I pray for you today, you receive the faith to move ahead in Jesus' name. And you want to do something in your career, you're afraid. The Lord give you the strength to go ahead in Jesus' name. We've talked already about Sarah, how she was able to give birth in old age. Daniel was kept from harm of the lion's den. You know, is there something that threatens your life, a sickness or a situation, a do or die something? God that kept Daniel from hurt, he will keep you in Jesus' name. Ezekiel was made strong after a life-threatening disease. All of this happened is for you to, bring your A game about faith. Don't give up. Again, I don't know what the situation you are going through, but we can see already from the list of what all these experiences that people through faith can do the unimaginable. And I pray the Lord will give you that kind of faith to receive it in Jesus' name. Right, let's go to the Lord in prayer and commit ourselves. I believe the Lord has spoken to you. You know, just imagine the Lord saying to you, have faith in God. Maybe you are losing your faith already. You try first, you try second. Things are not working out. You want to give up. Jesus says, have faith in God. Trust God. Maybe truthfully, statistically speaking, historically speaking, biologically speaking, medically, things are hard. But Jesus is telling you, have faith. It is not common for a fig tree, for a word to be spoken to a fig tree, and for it to happen. That happened, and Peter was blown away. And Jesus replied to him, have faith in God. The same word I'm telling you, my brother. The same word I'm telling you, my sister. Have faith in God. That sickness will not take your life. You are going to scale through. In the name of Jesus, as you go for that competitive interview, you are being favored in the name of Jesus. The Lord come through for you, my sister. Open door is happening for you. My brother, you are going to have a child. In that name, I know how beautiful the idea of adoption is. Just like Abraham, Abraham wanted, well, I'm still going to be the father anyway. If this my servant is the one who wants to bless me, but the Lord said, you are going to have your child from your lungs. My brother, just have faith. You are going to carry your child. I know you want to adopt, you want to do, that is fine, but be consoled. You are going to have your own child. My sister, you will have your own child. That sickness is not going to take, it's not going to sniff life out of you. You will be preserved in the name of Jesus. That immigration letter that seemed threatening is not going to be the end of you. The Lord have a better story for you. In that name, why don't you commit yourself and say, Lord, I am here. My faith needs something. In the name of Jesus. Pastor, please, you can please take it up. In the name of Jesus.
Have faith in God. Have faith in God. All things are possible. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. All things are possible. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. All things are possible, have faith in God. Brethren, the Lord is talking to us, God himself. And he's saying, have faith in God. The first scripture our pastor read to us, he said, have faith in God. Remember, the Bible didn't say, have faith in yourself. He said, have faith in God. Whatever it is, the Lord has spoken to us. He has made it clear to us right from Hebrews chapter 11. We saw what faith is. We saw the meaning of faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Our pastor put it in a phrase for us. And he said, it's confidence and certainty. Confidence and being certain. The Bible says, he that comes to the Lord must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We want to pray and tell the Lord, God, increase my faith. Lord, tonight change my disposition. Tonight renew my mind. Tonight I want to come up higher. The Lord has made it clear to us that the state we find ourselves, the situation we find ourselves, all other things will not work except we believe in him. Remember Peter, when Peter started walking on the ocean, started walking on the water, he had faith in Christ until his eye was taken away from Christ and he began to sink. Brethren, there's only one spot the Lord wants us to look at. In God. Have faith in God. That situation that seems that this one has affected this, whatever happens, this is going to be the result. The Bible said, have faith in God. We saw in that Hebrews chapter 11, a lot of the heroes of faith, brethren, time will fail us to look at each one of them one after the other. But we have seen the dimensions of faith they exhibited, the level of faith they exhibited. We saw in the life of Abel. Brethren, let's pray and tell the Lord how Abel sacrificed. The Bible said, for his sacrifice, he offered unto the Lord because of faith many times. Even because of unbelief, we cannot even pay our tithe. Because of unbelief, we cannot even give to God. But we want to pray and tell the Lord, God, tonight, help me. You want to pray like the disciples requested, increase our faith, oh God. Pray the Lord, increase my faith. There is no other way but the way of faith, the way of trusting God. If we can please God, the Bible said we must, he that come to God must first believe, that he, God, is, not what our situation is. He, God, is able. He is able to do. He is able to do. He is able to do. He will do what we are asking. Brethren, this is the key. This is the way. Many times, because of situation of life as men, we begin to waver and so many things happen. Yes, God has appreciated that we are men, but we should not remain there. We should have faith in him. We should have faith in God. Because of faith, Enoch. Brethren, Enoch pleased God to the point that he was taken away, to the point that death could not get near him, to the point that the Lord had to take him away. I don't know what you can trust God for tonight. Pray and tell the Lord, God, from tonight, help me. Enough of all these many analyses. Oh God, if there's only one thing I need from you, is to be able to trust you. Whatever the situation, is to be able to look up to you. Whatever the circumstance of life, is to be able to look up to you. Brethren, let's pray and tell God, God, I put my faith in you. God, I put my faith in you. How we saw Noah, how Noah moved. The Bible said he moved in fear after he had been warned of God. Brethren, have you realized? How do we obey the word of God? You know, it will interest you how God has made it clear to us that lack of faith make us not even obey the word of God, make us not pay heed to the warnings of God. Because of faith, the Bible said, and Noah moved in fear. Oh, we saw how Abraham moved. Abraham sojourned because of faith in the Lord. Let's pray, oh God, give me the faith of Abraham. Is there anything God has told you to do? And you are calculating. What if? What if this happened? What if this happened? Abraham did not question God. Abraham did not say, what if? I cannot see God. It's like there's no, I cannot see the God who said I should go out, I should leave my father's house. What if I find no place of promise? Abraham did not think that way. We want to tell the Lord, oh God, help me. Increase my faith. Oh, Sarah received. The Bible said he received the strength. He received his own strength. Oh Lord, let's pray and tell the Lord, God, help me. Tonight, there's only one cry. I want us to cry to the Lord. God, give me that one mind to trust you, one mind to look up to you, one mind to know that God said he will do it. Brethren, you know, it will shock you. As we are all trusting God to make heaven, as we are all hearing God's word, we hear of heaven, we hear of hell, and many times our heart is shaking. Do you know, because of faith, the Bible said they wrought righteousness. Hey, it is only by faith our salvation can be sure. It is only by faith we can have surety of salvation. How many of us, sometimes and many times, our salvation we are not even sure of. It's shaking. The assurance of salvation is not there. It is only by faith. The Lord is telling us in a simple language, trust me. The Lord is telling us in a simple language, believe me. The Lord is telling you in a simple language, don't trust yourself. Trust me. I will help you. It is me. It is not you. That situation, it is the Lord. It is not us. Brethren, we want to pray. Sometimes the enemy might make us take our mind from God, and we begin to behave like how Peter behaved on the water. But God, we want to pray that God lift my eye from the storm. May I look at you. May I rather see you. May I see you in the name of Jesus. Believe that God will save you. Believe that God will keep you. For unto him that is able to keep us from falling. Unto him that is able to keep us from falling. It is the Lord that can keep us from falling. It is the Lord that can order our steps till we make it to the end on the rapture. Let's pray and tell the Lord, God, help me. That situation, that challenge, that immigration trouble. Hey, we want to tell the Lord, God, I will not leave this land. God, I will not leave. Remember, he that come to God must believe. Yes, that situation might seem to overwhelm you. Yes, but you tell the Lord, God, come through for me. And as you go to you, as you tell the Lord, the Bible says you must believe that as you have told him, he will do it. As you have told him, he will do it. Brethren, we saw how these men displayed great faith. Demonstrated great faith. Apostle read, we arrive from verse 29 of Hebrews 11. Great, great, great faith we could see. Because of faith, they could pass through the Red Sea. Because of faith, Jericho, the wall of Jericho fell down. You know, there's a woman that anytime I look at this woman, I hear about this woman, she challenged me a lot. I was wondering why the Lord used the harlot. Even the harlot Rahab, we know who a harlot was, but the Bible said she did not perish. She did not perish because she believed. And because of faith, she received the spies. We want to pray and tell the Lord, oh God, I will not perish. 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 The Bible said because of faith, all these people, the Bible said through faith, they subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They obtained the promise. They stopped the mouth of lions because of faith. What is it about this faith the Lord is telling us tonight? That challenge. That situation, is there anything, any mountain, is there any lion that makes you so feeble? You seem not, it's like you all your options, you know that you feel in all your options, but the Bible said there's only a key. The key is faith. The Bible said, look unto me and be ye saved. All ye men, all ye generations, all ye children of God, look unto me and be ye saved. Pray and tell the Lord, God, tonight, I look at you. Brethren, before we go, I want you to challenge that mountain tonight. The Lord has spoken unto us. What is it in your life? What is it in your life? What is it in your life? Tonight, you want to tell the Lord, God, this issue I present to you. In the name of Jesus, I command you to live. Brethren, exercise your faith in God. It's not about you. It is about God. It's not about you. Remember what he told the disciples. When the fig tree would dry out, any fig tree that is still standing in your life, standing in my life, that seem not to dry, that want to take root and scatter our life. Remember, pray and tell the Lord God, by faith, fig tree, I command you to go. I believe the Lord. I trust the Lord. Is your case a challenge? A challenge of sickness? Is your case a challenge of whatever it is? Anything that has a name? The Bible said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible with God. Nothing shall be impossible with God. All things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. All things are possible. Women receive their dead raised to life again. You know, the Bible concluded by saying something that all these men died. You know, he said that they are not complete without us. Do you know, with all these heroes of faith, there's a space for you and I. We want to pray that, oh God, I will not lose my space. I will not lose my space. I will not lose my space in the among these heroes of faith. The Bible said they are not complete without us. We have a better covenant. We have a better covenant. Jesus Christ himself, our great high priest, we want to pray, oh oh God, I will not lose my rod. I will not lose my faith. I will not lose my faith. Pray that God establish me tonight. 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 You know, the Lord told Joshua, have I not told you, be strong? Have I not told you, be strong? Have I not told you, be strong? You know, I was reading that scripture, and that second part, God stressed, he said, have I not told you? Have I not told you, be strong? Have I not told you, have faith in me? But have the Lord has told you, trust me. And for whatever reason, our faith is shaking. And the Lord is telling us, have I not told you? Have I not told you, be strong in me? Have I not told you, have faith in me? You want to challenge that faithlessness and say, oh God, from tonight I'll believe you. I'll believe you. For they that come to the Lord must first believe that he God is. He God is. He God is. And he's the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Oh God, tell the Lord, God, tonight. Tonight, my confidence is in you. My confidence is in you. Everything about my life is in you. My family is in your hands. My life is in your hands. My soul is in your hands. My career is in your hands. My life is in your hands. My marriage is in your hands. Nothing will overwhelm me, oh God. I will not be depressed. Faithlessness makes us depressed. But tonight, we are telling the Lord, oh God, my confidence is in you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, brethren, you want to appreciate the Lord tonight. You want to thank God for this glorious day before the Lord, for this hour, this moment that the Lord has injected his faith in us. Tonight, remember one thing, your confidence is in God. Remember one thing, that you only have one mind, one focus, is to trust God for the impossible, is to trust God for the impossible. If indeed we know that whatever we tell God, God will answer, God will hear, what will we tell him? He said, for with God, all things, everything is possible. And you want to thank God. You want to appreciate God. You want to exhibit your faith. Tell the Lord God, I thank you that that situation, that challenge is rolled away. Tonight, my faith is anchored in you. Begin to worship God. Begin to praise God. Begin to honor him. Thank the name of the Lord that you'll not be shaken again. You'll not be rolled away again. When doubt is about to come, you quickly remind yourself, my faith and my confidence is in the Lord. And the Lord, as he has promised, he will surely do it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Faithful God, we are grateful to you tonight. Father, you have spoken to us in a simple language, in the voice of a father. You have told us simply, have faith in God. Tonight, Lord, we embrace your word. We receive this word. We act on the word. We believe your word, even when our situation seems to overwhelm us, we still embrace faith in you. Tonight, as we trust you, Lord, we pray, like the fig tree dried out, God, like the heroes of faith, exhibited the character of faith, and they received great miracles. Mighty things. They wrought kingdoms. They quenched the mouth of lions. Father, tonight your children, we come before you according to your word. And we pray, we quench every mouth of any lion against our life in Jesus' name. Anything that threatens us, anything that gives us sleepless night, anything that makes our hearts to jump within us, to palpitate, anything that does not give us rest. Tonight, Lord, by faith in you, we overcome all those mountains in the name of Jesus. Father, begin with our very soul, as many that are struggling with this free gift of salvation because of unbelief. And because of unbelief, Lord, your people keep rising and falling. Tonight, we trust you to hold us, to hold each and every one of us in this righteousness, in this salvation of you in Jesus' name. I pray as we trust you by your word. Your word said you're able to keep us from falling. Father, keep every one of us from tonight in the name of Jesus. Your word says you seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be added. Father, anything your people need, any problem any of us have, God, by a week as we gather again, give us testimonies. Lord, come through for us, because it is you, not us. And tonight, we trust you. We receive and we act on your word in the name of Jesus. Our confidence is in you. So roll away every mountain. Prosper every work of our hands. Lord, we don't have too much time to list them, but you know every one of us. I pray, hear our cry tonight in Jesus' name, because our confidence is in you, and you only can do it for us. Our pastor, Lord, you have used tonight as a mouthpiece to minister to us. Spirit divine, we pray, may he never lose his reward. May you bless him. May you increase his own faith, Lord. Carry him higher, so that, Lord, as you give the opportunity again, he will minister again greater to your church in Jesus' name. Be with each and every one of us as you heal us completely, as you strengthen us, and you put laughter in our mouth as a church. Glory be to your name, Abba Father. Glory be to your name, the Good Shepherd. Glory be to your name, great God. We thank you for you have heard us tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. And let the church say, amen.
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 Your amen is weak. I want to hear a sound. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.